We begin the current daf, Masechtas Gittin, daf Chav Vav. We begin 7 lines down for the top of the Yamad, where the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, the second Mishnah in this parak, again continuing on the theme about the halachas, about writing the get. So the Mishnah tells us, HaKaisiv Tevse Gittin, somebody that writes the generic texts that are in every get, which is a reference to the Sefer, to the scribe, which he gets paid for his work that he does writing these documents. Now, he wants to have that he has documents, he has Gittin prepared, because sometimes a guy's looking quickly, wants to divorce his wife, and he's busy with other documents that he's writing, and he doesn't have time to fill all the orders. So when he has time, he wants to be able to write up all the generic text that he could just fill in the pertinent information which is necessary, which is called the Torah, if I get. So, but he wants to write the Tayfse Gittin, which are the generic text. Says the Mishnah, Tzarech Sheinech, so again, he could do that, but he has to leave over Mokoy Ma'ish, the place where the man's name goes, Umakam Isha, and the place where the woman's name goes. In other words, even if he sees that this couple is fighting already, he can't tell himself, look, let me write the whole get, and I'll have it ready when I know they're going to get divorced, and then I'll just be able to say, here, I have your name and her name written already. So the Gemara will explain the reason for this, but one cannot write beforehand his name and her name, even if you want to have the text of the get ready, but this you have to leave. Umakam Esman, so too you have to leave the place of the date. You can't fill that in before the actual time of when the husband designates and says, let's go, I want a divorce, and then you write the date. That's regarding Gittin, divorce documents. Shtori Milva, regarding a document of a loan, in other words, if let's say he hears somebody chasing somebody, lend me this amount of money. So the scribe who overhears this can't say to himself, oh, let me go ahead, let me write this up already, and I'll just leave the place for the date, so that would obviously be a problem regarding monetary law, what's called a shtar muktim, a predated document, because if you write it up even with the date, and the guy only comes to get the document a month later because he finally got the guy to lend him money, that would, if he wrote the date a month ago already, then the guy would be able to collect from the chasim v'shabodim a month before, because that means to say that the lender could claim that he had already loaned him the money a month before, and thus all his properties were already indebted to him from that month before, which is not the case. So we understand that you would have to leave the time of the date, but actually the Mishnah is telling us even more than that. Tzarech she'niach, the scribe has to leave Mokem HaMalva, the place of where the lender's name goes, and Mokem HaLoiv, the place where the borrower's name goes, and Mokem HaMois, even the place of where the money's, meaning how much money is being lent, even though seemingly there's nothing to be concerned over here, but that's the gezeirah, a decree, regarding other documents, meaning monetary documents, atu gittin, because of the concern, which, as we'll explain why that is like that, but by gittin, you definitely have to leave the place of the tarif, which is the place unique to these people, his name, her name, with the time of the date. So therefore, the same thing applies by monetary documents, where although, besides the date, all the other ones seemingly shouldn't be problematic about writing it beforehand, still because of Gittin, we don't allow you to do that by other documents to write the pertinent information, his name and the other guy's name and the amount of money, because you might come to do the same thing by Gittin, which that would be a problem. And Mokam Ezman, of course, as we said before, you have to leave over the time of the date, because or else that would be a Shtar Muktam, a predated document. That's regarding a loan document. Shtar Mekach, similarly regarding documents of a sale, so Tzarech Sheinich, you have to leave the place of Mokem HaLekeach, the place of the purchaser, the consumer's name, Mokem HaMoichen, the place of where the seller's name goes, and Mokem HaMois, the place where how much money was tendered, Mokem HaSad, the place of the field that's being purchased, Mokem HaZman, and the place of the date. Those things have to be left open in the documents. And sums up the Tanakhama, Mepnei HaTakana. This is because of what was instituted. And the Gemara is going to explain which part is this going back on. There was a few different halachas that we mentioned. There was the halacha that by Gitei Noshim, you could write the Taifis, but you have to leave over the Tairif. Then there was the halacha regarding that other Shtaris. Similarly, you're allowed to write the generic part, the Taifis, but you have to leave over the Tairif part, which again really shouldn't be problematic besides the date by Shtaris, but it's a gzera of Shtaris atu Gittin. So the Gemara will explain when it says Mepnei HaTakana, What was the takana that applies to which halacha that we're talking about? That's the Tanakhama. The Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yehuda Paisel B'Kulin. Rabbi Yehuda says all of these cases are invalid. In other words, even if you left over these places which the Tanakhama delineated, both by Gittin and by Shar Shtaris, it's still going to be pasul, and the Gemara is going to explain the reason why does he hold it pasul if you only wrote the generic part and you left over the specific part. Now, Rabbi Lazar, the third opinion in our Mishnah, he's machshir b'kul, and he says that actually all documents are kosher, meaning as long as you left over the places which the Tanakhama said have to be left over. Chutz migitei nashim. However, he is more stringent regarding a divorce document, where there we make a decree that no, you can't even write the taifas, you can't even write the generic text, because you might come to write the tarif, which is the specific parts which the Tanakhama agrees you have to leave over. But Rabbi Lazar takes it one step further and says that no, because we're so concerned, neither can you write even the generic text. Shenem, like it says in the Pasuk, v'chasav la, where it says in the Pasuk that he has to write for her when he's divorcing his wife, means lishma, for the her sake, it has to be written for her. And the Gemara is going to ask that how does Rabbi Lazar learn from this Pasuk that you have to leave, that you can't even write the taifis, the generic part of the text, when this part of the Pasuk, when it says la, is going on the tarif part. What has to be written? It's the part about when he's writing his name and her name, and the date, that's what has to be left over. But Rabbi Lazar is taking it one step further, saying even the taifas is problematic, it can't be written beforehand. That's what the Gemara is going to ask, where does he see that from the Pasuk? When the husband has to write for her, it's only on, has to be written specifically his name and her name, not the generic text, which he's saying even that is a problem. So that's the three-way machlekes. Now, Amar Yehuda Mar Shmuel, he says, he qualifies, regarding the halacha of our Mishnah, he says, although it said, let's say by get, the opinion of the Tanakhama, that it says you have to leave over, which everyone agrees you have to leave this over, are the his name and her name and the date, adds on Shmuel, tzorch sheniach af mokim, you also have to leave over the place of where it's written in the get, harei at muteris l'chaladim, that you are permitted to every single person, because this is also the primary component of the get, and therefore has the same halacha like the tarif, not like the taifas of the generic text, and therefore that also has to be left over. Now, moreover, because Rebbe Lazar he, because our Mishnah is going like Rebbe Lazar, the Amma Eidim Esiri Karati, which this is always the big machlekes we have regarding what creates a get. Is it, in other words, we know that every halacha by erva, by arayas, requires two witnesses to create it a halachic reality. Is it, like Rebbe Meir says, that Eidim Chasim Karati is the witnesses that are signed in the document that created? Or is it like Rebbe Lazar who holds that no? That is, the truth is that when it says in the Pasuk v'chasav la, that he has to write it for her, that's not going on, like Rebbe Meir says, on the witnesses signed in the document. Because truthfully, Rebbe Lazar holds that according to biblical law, there's no requirement of having witnesses signed in the document. That's just a rabbinic injunction, according to Rebbe Lazar, because of what's called tikkun ha'olam. Problem is because the Eidim Esiri might die, and then she's not going to have any way of verifying the validity of the get, because that's just an oral testimony. So therefore we have them sign in the document itself so that we have a written testimony which will last forever even after that they pass away. Now, so therefore, according to Rebbe Lazar, when it says in the Pasuk b'chasav la, that he has to write it for her, it can't mean the signing, because the signing, there is no biblical signing. It rather must be going on the writing of the text itself. And that is the primary component of the krisis. That is what we're saying is what are the primary things. Those are his name and her name and all the specifics that I mentioned. Now, therefore, we'll be in on kesiva lishma. That's why we need to have the kesiva, which is what v'chasav la is going on, is the actual writing of the get, not the signing, has to be lishma, and that's why you can't write it beforehand as a scribe. You have to wait till he comes and says, I want you to write it for my wife. Then you can write his name, her name, and like Shmuel adds on, the statement of harei et muteris l'chaladim, which again is also the primary v'chasav la of the krisis, which has to be designated by the husband to the cipher, only then is that considered being written lishma. That's Shmuel's qualification. Now, says the Gemara, Utsricha, we needed Shmuel's halacha, which he says three times for three Mishnayas, that when he says that there's an anonymous Tana in the Mishnah, Shmuel says and qualifies the halacha like Rebbe Lazar. And we needed him to tell us by all of them that as long as you left over the Makam HaTarif, even though the writing was problematic, but that writing was only on, let's say, what's called the Taifis, the generic text, as long as you left over, that as he adds on over here, that you also have to leave over Harit Materes L'Chaladam, because we're going like Rebbe Lazar, who holds that the primary writing is, yes, the writing of the text, but the Taif is that primary one. Now, what are these three Mishnayos? We had in Chaf Aleph Amad Beis a halacha that says, in kaysavin ala mochobri, not let her write on something that's attached to the ground. Because you have to have writing and then giving, can't have writing, detaching, and then giving. Now, on that halacha, the Mishnah says, but if you did write, then you tore it off, and then you did the next process, and then you give it, then it's going to be kosher. Says Shmuel, it's like Rabbi Lazar. Now, because what did you write when it was attached? It was only the typhus. When you detached it, then you wrote the tayf, that's why it's good, because that's the primary ksiva, which is like Rabbi Lazar. So too, when the Mishnah of Beis Mabeis said that Hakol Kesher and Lichtev, everyone's kosher to write a get, even a Shecher, a Shaita B'Katan, which the question is, they don't have any das to write a Lishma, explains Shmuel, it's going like Rabbi Lazar. What did they write? They only wrote the typhus, but they left over the tayf, again, like Rabbi Lazar, where, yes, the primary v'chasab is the writing of the get, but the primary writing of the get is the tayrif, which are like these things mentioned in our Mishnah that have to be left over, and not the tayrif itself. And then you have our Mishnah over here, where when it says, HaKosev Toiv Segitin, Shmuel says, oh, that's like Rebbe Lazar, because that could be written beforehand, that doesn't have to be written Lishma. What has to be written Lishma is the tayrif, and that's left over, which again, Shmuel adds on, even the place of Harayit Matas L'Chaladim has to be left over because that's considered part of the Tayyif. So the Gemara is addressing that we needed Shmuel to say that Stam Mishnah in three different places is like Rebbe Lazar, and that's how he qualifies the Halacha of the Mishnah. Why? Why didn't he just say one time, and then we would know by default that all the other ones we would explain that way. So the Gemara explains as follows. If Shmuel had only explained in that first one on Chav Alva Mabez, that, oh, there, the explanation is like Rebbe Lazar. Now, because Ba'ahi hu de'ika lo'ukmek Rebbe Lazar, the reason being is because there you it would make sense why you would interpret that mission like Rebbe Lazar, because diktani in kaisvin, because it's contradictory in that Mishnah. The Mishnah first says over there that, oh, you're not allowed to write a get on something that's attached to the ground. Then the Mishnah says, diktani kasvu. Then the Mishnah says, but if you did write on something attached to the ground, then it's kasher. Now, that's a contradiction from the Risha to the Seifa. So therefore, yes, you could qualify as Shmuel does and says, oh, when it says you can't write, it means you can't write the typhus, even the generic part of the text, because you might come to write the tyrif. And that's what the Mishnah that continues says, but if you did write the typhus, okay, it's okay, as long as you detached it before you wrote the tyrif, that's the primary part of the get itself. So again, that makes sense as like Rebbe Lazar, because you see that there's a contradiction, and how do you qualify that? So it makes sense to say that, oh, when even though it's saying you cannot write, must be like only some type of stringent you can't write, which is like Rabbi Lazar, who holds that the typhus is only a stringency because you might come to write the tayrif. Avol Seifa, but the next Mishnah, meaning which is called the Seifa of that Mishnah, which says that everyone's kosher to write the get, even a chereshayt b'katan. Now, the Ktani, that Mishnah concludes with the following sentence. It says, "Sh'inki maget ela b'chesamav." Oh, the halachas we mentioned in this Mishnah are okay, even though the writing might be problematic, because it's what validates, what creates the get? Oh, is the signatures that are signed in the get. Now, Ema, then I would say, Remeirhi. Oh, who's that Mishnah going like? Like Remeir, the Amr Edechasi Mekarti, who he says that yes, what creates the get are the witnesses that are signed in the document. And therefore, you actually would not have to leave over, meaning when it says over there that the Chereshayt B'Katan are able to write the get, that would maybe be not only the Taifas would they be able to write, but even the Tayrif. And because that's what it sounds like from that last sentence in the Mishnah, it makes it sound like there are two halachas there in that Mishnah, but it sounds like it's going back on old halachas, including the writing of the Chereshayt B'Katan. And yes, they could write the Taifas, they could write the Tayrif, but of course, who cares? The Chasav law, according to Reb Meir, is going only on the signing. So let them write, and then we'll have it signed, Lishma. Now, that's what Shmuel teaches in that second Mishnah, that no, they have to leave over the Chereshayt B'Katan, the part of the Tayrif, because actually that Mishnah is going like Rebbe Lazar. Now, although the end of that Mishnah says, She'en ki maget el b'chesamav, which would sound like, yeah, who cares about the writing, even the tayrif, because it's only the signing of the witnesses which are the necessary part of the get. That's what Shmuel explains. No, that statement is not going back on the halacha there in the Mishnah that says that a chereshayt b'katan would even be able to write the tayrif, which would be a even shalei lishma. It's going back only on the second case, which it says over there that a isha kaseves is gita lishma. It said that a woman could write her own get, meaning she can author the get to be written herself, And so too, the man could author the receipt that the wife's supposed to give him. He could go ahead and author it. And why isn't that a problem? Doesn't he have to write it? That's what the Mishnah explains and says, no, there's no problem. Because the kiyum of the get is only in the Eidei Mesira, where although it says over there the Eidei Chasima, that's only because, as the Gemara explains, according to Rebbe Lazar, as Rashi explains over there, the majority of witnesses that are the Eidei Mesira, so as they're the ones that are going to be, that we hired these witnesses to be ready there the whole day, they're going to witness it, the giving over, so they're also the ones that sign in the document itself, and therefore, which according to Rebbe Lazar, the signing of the witnesses inside are only because Tikkun HaOlam that we want to have them, but we have the same Eidei Mesira that they go ahead and sign in there. That's what we're saying, that even though the woman authored her get, it's not a problem, because even though he has to write it, because the writing of the text is not really the writing. It's the Eidei Mesira that's the primary writing, and therefore the woman could have the text of the get authored. But again, that's why that's why Shmuel had to say that even that second halacha, which seemingly a simple reading of that Mishnah would sound like it's going like Reb Meir, because She'ein Kima Get El B'Chesamav would sound like it's going in the whole Mishnah. That's what Shmuel qualifies and says, no, even that Stam Mishnah is like Reb Elazar, because we do pass in like Reb Elazar, that's why he wants to qualify it like Reb Elazar. And although it says She'ein Kima Get El B'Chesamav, that's only going on the halacha, in the middle halacha, that of the woman writing her own get, but not on the halacha of the Chersh HaDeBekotim, because there, they actually have to leave over even the makam of the Tirith. Now, continues the Gemara, V'yashmina behi. Now, had we only said Shmuel in that second Mishnah, that it's like Reb Elazar, hahi nami ikalok mik Reb Elazar. That's because that Mishnah you also could qualify like Reb Elazar, as we just explained, and therefore wouldn't be a difficulty. Aval ha, but the third place where Shmuel qualifies like Reb Elazar, that of our Mishnah, ema mid the sefer Reb Elazar. I would tell you, wait a second, from the fact that the sefer of our Mishnah has Reb Elazar arguing on the Reisha, because Reb Elazar, in the end of our Mishnah, says that all these documents are kosher, the way the Tanna Kamma said, where you could write the Taifas, but you have to leave over the Tairif. But he said, Chutz Megitei Nashim, he says that no, by Gitei Nashim, you're not allowed to even write the Taifas beforehand. Now, the Reisha said that it's kosher even by Gitei Nashim, as it says, HaKosev Taifas Gitten is okay, you just have to leave over the Mokum Tairif. So from the fact that the Seif is Reb Elazar, have a racial law of Reb Elazar, so I would say, oh, by default, that must mean that the Reisha is not Reb Elazar, and that you don't have to leave over, as Shmuel had qualified, the space of Hare'at Muteres, because it's not going like Reb Elazar. Rather, it's only, as the Tanna Kamma said, you have to leave over the names of the place of where the names are. Now, why would you have to leave over the place of the names? If it's going like Reb Meir, then you don't have to leave over anything. Everything can be written beforehand. That's as the Gemara will later on explain, you could qualify the Mishnah like Reb Meir, and you wouldn't be able to write the names because they might cause a dispute between the husband and the wife. So, but therefore, in our Mishnah, we would seemingly say, wait a second, Shmuel, here you can't say it's like Reb Elazar, because the end of the Mishnah is Reb Elazar arguing on the Tanna Kamma, so the Tanna Kamma obviously is not like Reb Elazar. And not like you say Shmuel, you wouldn't have to leave over the place of Haret Mertes L'Chaladim, because we don't need the Tirif to be written even Lishma, it's like Reb Meir. Now, but the places that you have to leave over, again, we could explain them even according to Reb Meir, why it would have to be left over. That's why Tzricha, that's why Shmuel had to say, even over here, that the Reisha, the Tanna Kamma, is like Reb Elazar. And as the Gemara will later on explain, it's a Machlekes Tanoim in what is Reb Elazar's opinion. But they're both going like Reb Elazar, that the primary is Eidei Mesira Karati, and therefore when it says in the Torah B'chas of Law, it's the writing of the text of the get itself, which is the Tairif. But there was a machlekes between them in Gitei Nashim if additionally the Taifas can be written beforehand or not. That and therefore Shmuel had to say this halacha of the anonymous Mishnah being like Reb Elazar in all three places. Now, we mentioned this before in the Mishnah that it said when the Tanna Kamma finished his halacha, he said, and this is Mipnei HaTakana, because of what was instituted. Now the question is, my Takana, what Takana is he talking about and which halacha is that going back on? So we have three different interpretations. Amr B'Yenison, he says, Mipnei takanas cipher. What we were mentioning was a takana was to help the scribe himself. In other words, this that we permitted the cipher to write the typhus I get, the text of the document, the generic text, beforehand, shalei lishma, that was to help out the scribe. Now, that's what the Gemara explains, this that we're saying, that it was a takana that permitted the scribe to write the typhus beforehand, which sounds like that if not for this takana, it would have been usur even for the sefer to write the generic text beforehand, explains the Gemara, v'rebalazahi, because our Mishnah is going like Rebbe Elazar. The Amar, Eid Mesir Karti, where he says that what creates the validity of the get are the witnesses who see the giving over of the get from the husband to the wife, which, again, as we explained beforehand, therefore, there's no biblical requirement of witnesses in the text, in the document itself. Therefore, when it says in the Torah, b'chasav law, when it says it has to be written l'shma, it's going on the actual writing of the get itself. Now, therefore, ubedinhu, says Rabbi Yonason, the halacha would really require that even the generic part of the text should not be written because you might come to then write even the tarif beforehand. And which that definitely would be a problem because then you wouldn't have v'chasav law, which is l'shma, which goes on the tarif. Now, umishrum takana seifim, that's what the Tanna Kamma holds, which is again the machlekes in Rebbe Elazar, because later on Rebbe Elazar says actually the typhus cannot be written beforehand. Now, but since we want to help the scribe that he could have documents prepared from beforehand, shor rabbanan, so the rabbanan permitted for him, as long as he leaves over the space of the tarif, to write that lishma, it's going to be okay. Even if he writes the typhus before, meaning we really should be concerned not to, but we want to help out the scribe because he's going to lose business. People are going to come for a get, and he's going to have to go ahead and start from scratch when he's busy with other documents, not going to be able to go ahead and deliver that get. So we let him write the typhus before, and we don't make the gzera of typhus atu tarif. Now, moreover, this Tanna Kamma's opinion holds that by the tarif of other documents, which is the space of where you have, let's say, the malva and the loiva and so on, there we also made a gzera, not to write the tarif, the unique part of that's for these people, not to write that beforehand because of tarif of gittin, meaning to say the tarif over there doesn't have the halachic requirements of b'chas of law, lishma, there's no halach of lishma by monetary documents, but we don't let you write the tarif of other documents because then you might come to write the tarif of gittin also beforehand, and that explains the opinion of the Tanna Kamma. Now, Rabbi Huda, so Rabbi Yonason continues now down. So Rabbi Huda, the next opinion of the Mishnah, he's placed the Bakula. He says that no, all the cases the Tanna Kamma mentioned are going to be possible. Now the reason for that is, Gazer Taifis Atur Tarif. He does make the Gzera by Gittin. Not only can you not write the Tarif beforehand, but even the Taifis you cannot write beforehand, which was really what the Takana Seferim of the Tanna Kamma was to allow that. He holds that no, we don't allow that because then you might come to write the Tarif beforehand too. And moreover, if you hold Gazer Shtaris, that we made a decree by other documents, even the typhus, even the generic part of other documents, utter gittin, because then you might come to write the generic part of the get, which itself is a problem, only because of gzera, because then you might come to write the tarif of the get beforehand. Now, Rebbe Elazar, Machshav B'Kulan, the third opinion mentioned in our Mishnah, was Rebbe Elazar, who he says, no, all the cases of the Tanna Kamma are kosher, chutz megittin nashim, except for the documents of divorce. And that's because Taifas Atur Tarif Gazer, he makes this gezera of not writing the Taifas because then you might come to write the Tarif beforehand. But Shtaris Atur Gittin, but by other documents, out of a concern for Gittin regarding the Taifas, Loi Gazer, there he didn't make a gezera because that would be considered a gezera, the gezera. In other words, on that point, he contends with Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda says that even by other Shtaris is a problem. And that, Rabbi Huda said, no, there I agree to the Tanna Kamma, where that's not a problem, because other shtaris, we only said that the tarif cannot be written beforehand, because then you might come to write the tarif of gittin beforehand, which that's a biblical problem. But the typhus of shar shtaris, what's the problem? Because then you might come to write gittin typhus beforehand, but even gittin of typhus is only gzera. To make shtaris of typhus would be gzera the gzera, that we don't do. We don't make a decree for a decree, meaning a concern of a concern, that we don't do. That's Rabbi Yonason's explanation of Mnei Takana, which explains the three different opinions of the Machlekes in our Mishnah. Now, in our Mishnah, when Rabbi Elazar backed up his opinion, which is the last opinion we just explained, that he said that all other documents are kosher if you leave over the Makom HaTarif, except for Gittin, which it's a problem even to write the Taifas beforehand. So Shenema, he says, because like it says in the Pasuk, V'chas Avla, that he has to write the Get for Har, which means to say Lishma, and therefore he can't even write the Taifas beforehand. Now the Gemara asks, when it says he has to write it for her, that's going on the primary, the unique part of the get itself. Now, the reason being is because when the Pasuk says, v'chasav lo, what's it going on? What does he have to write for her? A sefer krisis. What goes ahead and detaches him from her. Now, that's the tarif. The tarif is the primary part. Hareyat meteres l'chaladim. That's the unique part from him to her. That's what divorces him from her. Now, therefore, the question of the Gemara is, how does Rabbi Elazar learn from v'chasav lo to say that not only does the tarif have to be written later on, meaning not beforehand, because that's written Lishma, that then you can't even write the Tavis beforehand. Why not? That's not the part that the Torah says, V'chasav lon. So El Rav, the Gemara explains, don't say, when Rabbi Elazar says in the Mishnah, Shenemar, that, oh, like it says in the Pasuk, which it sounds like, oh, from there is where we learn out that you're not allowed to write the Tavis beforehand. Rather, Amos say, Mishum Shenemar, because it says in the Pasuk, in other words, because it says in the Pasuk regarding the Tarif, V'chasav la lishma, that has to be written for her sake. That's why, since there's a biblical halacha on the tarif, that's why we made a gzeira midrabanan that you're not allowed to write even the tarif beforehand, because then you might come to write the tarif beforehand, which that would be a biblical problem of not having written v'chasav la the get for her lishma, which then would make the get invalid. But you're right; it's not, the pasuk doesn't mention tarif, only mentions tarif. But it's because of that that we say you can't do the tarif either beforehand. Now the Gemara continues on Talmud Beis and asks the question that we mentioned before, that Kasha Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar, the way Rabbi Yonason explains the Mishnah, he says that the Tanakhama of the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Elazar. Now, but if that's the case, we find Rabbi Elazar saying that you're allowed to write the Taifse Gittin before, and again because of Mishum HaTakana, which Rabbi Yonason learns, Mishum Takana Sasayfrim, because we want them to be able to fulfill all the quota of the Gittin that they write, so they're allowed to write the Tavis beforehand, and we don't make a Gzeira Atu Tarif. Now, the problem is, that contradicts the Sefer of the Mishnah, where Rabbi Elazar himself is quoted, and he says that no, Chutz Megittin Nashim, that you're not allowed to write even the Tavis of Gittin Nashim beforehand. So what's the, how do we understand Rabbi Elazar? If you're saying that Tanakhama is Rabbi Elazar, and he says that you could write Tavis of Gittin beforehand, but Rabbi Elazar then says that Tavis of Gittin you cannot write beforehand. So the Gemara answer is Trei Tanoi Velibid Rabbi Elazar. You're right, the Tanakam is like Rabbi Elazar. And so is the end. It's a machlekes tanoim in what Rabbi Elazar's opinion would be regarding writing the Taifas beforehand. Do we make a gzeira of Taifas out of Taif? Or do we say that no, Mishum Takana Sasayfrim, you're allowed to write the Taifas beforehand and only write the Taif, which is what the biblical requirement of Kasab La Lishma is when the husband comes and says, write this get for my wife. That was the first interpretation of the Gemara of what does the Tanakhama mean when he ends his halacha and says, Mishum HaTakana. Now, Reb Shabbsai Omer Chizkia, he gives a different interpretation in what is the Tanakhama referring to when he says, Mishum HaTakana. This that he says, Mimnei HaTakana, is not like Reb Yonason, that it's going on the fact that you're permitted to write the Taifis beforehand. Rather, it's going on the words of Tzarech Shianiach. This that the Tanakhama said that you have to leave over the space of the Taif, of his name and her name and the place of the date, that is what the Tanakhama means when he says Mishum HaTakana, because there's a reference Mishum Kitata. What's the Takana? What are we trying to rectify? We're trying to avoid a fight, a dispute between husband and wife, because actually says Reb Shabbosai in the name of Chizkiah Reb Meir, he disagrees. He says the Tanakhama of a Mishnah is not like Reb Elazar, it's actually like Reb Meir. The Omar Eidech HaSimikart, he says that what creates the division of the get, what makes it halachically valid, is the witnesses who sign in the document, and that is when, that's what it means when it says the Torah v'chasav la, and therefore you don't have to write the text of the get lishma. And moreover, he disagrees with what Shmuel said in the halacha of the Tanakhama of the Mishnah. You don't have to leave over the place of hareyat meteres l'chaladam, as the Mishnah doesn't mention it, because although that's part of the tarif, but we don't care. The tarif does not have to be written lishma according to Reb Meir. Only the signatures, the witnesses' signatures have to be written lishma for the sake of this woman. Now, so then why do you have to leave over the space of the husband's name and her name and the date? The reason is because, well, the date you have to leave over because that's a problem of get muktam. You can't have a get written at an earlier time. Now, but the names are because of a fight. How so? So that's what the Gemara explains. Ubedinu dafila tarif nami. The truth is, that even the tarif, meaning even the space of where their names are in the get, lichtev. Truthfully, the Tanakhama would agree, because going like Reb Meir, that even that you could write beforehand. The reason being is as we explained, because when it says in the Torah v'chasav la, That's going on the writing of, not of the get itself, but of the writing of the witness's signature, which that's the primary writing of the get. But v'zimnin d'shamelei l'sayfer d'kokosiv, what might happen is that the woman might hear the scribe when he's writing this get beforehand, and he hears, he's saying, oh, Yankel is divorcing Leah. Sava, she's going to think, what? Ihu ka'amar le. Why is the sefer writing a get for me and my husband? Must be my husband told him he wants to divorce me. V'havala ketot about day, and they're going to end up fighting about it, because they're going to say, you're a liar, you're trying to divorce me, and so on and so forth. That's why the Tanna Kamma holds, mishum takana, what's the takana? Mishum ketata. If you want to go ahead and be prepared with getting, go ahead, write the typhus. But the taif, writing his name and her name, although you know that they're in a big fight and they might divorce one day, you can't go ahead and write that, because the woman might overhear you writing her name and her husband's name, and she's going to get in a fight with her husband thinking that he told you to write the get. And that's the takana, where although you should be able to write it, because going like Reb Meir, and even the taif doesn't have to be written lishma, but because ketata, you're not allowed to write that. That's the second interpretation. Now, the third interpretation of what does it mean, Mishum Takana, Rav Chisda Amar Avimi, he says over the name of Avimi, is Mishum Takanas Agunais. Because of the forlorn woman, because we don't want her to be left alone, that's why there is such a Takana. Now, that's also ambiguous. Now, Amri La Reb Meir, some say that, according to his interpretation, the Tanna Kamma of the Mishnah is Reb Meir. The Amri La Reb Elazar, and some say his interpretation would say that the Tanna Kamma of the Mishnah is Reb Elazar. How so? So the Gemara explains. Ami lo Reb Meir, those who say that would be going like Reb Meir. The Amar Eide Chasim Mikarti, who he says what creates the get is the signature signed in the get. Ubedinu, as we said before, is the Afilat Tarif Nami Lichtav, that even the Tarif you should be allowed to write beforehand, and there's no problem because it doesn't have to be written Lishma. But Vizimnin the Havali Kartat Abadda, but what might end up happening is as follows. The reason why we don't let you write the Tarif before is this Takana that we're calling Mishum Iguna is because he might get in a fight with her. Now, Ruasachala, he's going to get really upset. Now, if he finds an available get, because you, the cipher, decide you're going to write up the whole get, here it is, it's ready, has your name, has her name, has everything written up, so he's going to get so upset, the Zarkla Na'ala, and he's going to go ahead and throw it to her, because he has it available, and you know, in a fit of fury, in rage, he just throws it at her. Umagin Umaysevla. And now, she's the forlorn woman, meaning, because he could so easily divorce her, so he said, no, don't have it already. Let it take time. He'll calm down then, and then he might change his mind. He might not divorce her. So, according to one version, the interpretation of Avimi, of Mishum Takanas Agunis, is like Reb Meir, where although, yes, halachically you're allowed to write up even the tarif, to have his name and her name and everything done, you can't do that, Mishum Takanas, because the Agunis, because then he might too quickly divorce her. Now, Amila Reb Elazar, those who know that it's actually like Reb Elazar. The Amar Eid Mesiri Karati, who he says that the primary is the witnesses that see it being given over. And the truth is that halachically that you shouldn't be allowed to even write the typhus. Again, as we said, because you should make a gzeira, then you might come to write the tarif, which is a biblical requirement to be written lishma. Now, but the reason why we let you write the typhus is because of a takana of iguna, because of a zimnin de boy lemez lemedin zayam. It might happen that the husband has to take a trip overseas. Now he has to leave quickly, the boat is coming, for the Ashkech Safra, and there's not going to be a scribe available to go ahead and write up the whole taifis. Veshavik Lava Aslan is going to leave and say, oh, you know what, I'm sorry, I would love to write you a get, and what happens if I never come back? I don't know, but I need to leave, the boat is leaving. Uma'agin Umaisivla, and then he's going to leave her as an iguna, because she never got a get from him, and there was no one that verifies that he ever died, but he never came back. So that's why, because of the takana of iguna, although really, like Reb Elazar, we shouldn't be allowed to write even the typhus beforehand, because atu taif, because of the takana of iguna, that we want to have getin available, that if a husband has to leave, that he could write her a get in case he never comes back, that allows us to write the typhus even beforehand. Those are the three different interpretations. One says like Reb Elazar, one says like Reb Meir, and the third interpretation, there are those who say that's like Reb Elazar, and there are those who say that it's like Reb Meir. Now the Mishnah said additionally, besides as the his name and her name that have to be left over, umakam asman. Additionally, what has to be left over from the get, although you're allowed to write, according to Tanna Kamma, the taifis beforehand, but you also have to leave over the date itself. Now the Gemara says, kapasik vatani. The Mishnah says, seemingly without any differences, that you always have to leave over the date on the get that you're writing the taifas beforehand, loishnu min hanisuin. It sounds like it doesn't make a difference if the get he's writing is for someone that's going to divorce from a nisuin stage of marriage. Veloishnu min hanaerisin, and neither it doesn't make a difference even if someone wants to divorce his arusa, the woman that he's engaged to, which is halachic engagement, which is what we do under the chuppah right before we do our nisuin itself, which is the giving of the ring, which is erisin. But in Talmudic times, there would be a 12-month gap that seemingly there also that you have to write a valid date and it can't be written beforehand, no matter what the divorce is, whether from nisuin or from erisin. Now, that's what the Gemara asked, why? Bishlamim in nisuin, we understand when it comes to divorcing a woman from nisuin, from the second phase of marriage, because bein laman da amar, whether according to the opinion, because this is a machlikis that's mentioned of Yudzayinim and Aleph, regarding why is it necessary to have a date in a get bichlal in general, which applies by, let's say, by marriage, where there is an opinion that the reason why you have to have a date is mishum basa chaysay, is because, which there's an ideal of marrying his sister's daughter, which is his niece. Now, if he marries his niece and she's mizana, his wife, who's his relative too, it's his niece, his sister's daughter, has an extramarital affair with another man. Now, that requires her that she dies. Now, that's why you have to have a date, because if you don't have a date, he's going to have mercy. He doesn't want his own niece to die. A wife, maybe, but his relative, he doesn't want her to die. So he might give her a get. And if there's no date, she'll claim, yeah, I was mizana, but I was a single woman because I was already divorced from my husband. So you have to have a date. Now, says the Gemara, so ikka, by marriage, that makes sense, where you have to have the date because of znus. The same thing is also regarding the concern about her, the peiris, the produce of her nichse milug. And that is if he writes the date in the get for that day, and then he divorces her at only at a later point in time, the problem is she's going to go ahead and collect from anyone that the husband sold from that date. So in other words, you can't write the date beforehand, because if you write the date, let's say a month before the divorce actually happens, she could go ahead and collect from anyone the husband sold after the point in the get, and that's why you write a date in the get, because he might just continue selling nixim and lug, the payers of nixim and lug, which she's allowed to when they're married, but not after she's divorced. So you have to have a date when she's divorced. At any point after that date, she goes and say, hey, give me back what my husband sold you. It was after that date. He's not allowed to sell it after I was divorced. So that makes sense by nisuin, why you have to have a date for either one of those opinions. But elamina erisin, but however, regarding when they were only halachically engaged, we're according to the opinion that holds, the reason why you write a date is because of the concern of the niece, who is his wife, being mizana. Well, that would apply even as a concern for when they're engaged. That is because znus is forbidden. There's the same death penalty for a woman who's mizana when she's engaged. So that would be a concern there too, that you can't write the date beforehand, because if she's mizan at a later point in time before the get was actually given, during that interim, she's chayiv misa and she's going to be not be prosecuted because the date was written beforehand. So you understand that would apply even by erisin. But elal manda mishum peri, but according to the one who says that the reason for the date that was instituted in general by a get was only because of a concern of monetary law, and but business, they weren't concerned about to have to institute a date for. So the question is, arusa mi'isla peri, does an arusa, when there's engagement between the chasen and kala, the chasen doesn't eat the peiris of her nichse milug. He only starts consuming the produce of certain types of items that she brings into the marriage from when the tanai ksuba, which are the conditions of the ksuba, are implemented, which is because since he becomes obligated in redeeming her from captivity, so in that he gets in back, in return, her peiris of a nichse milug. Now, that's only from the time of marriage when the tanai ksuba takes effect, as the Gemara explains, misak ksuba stav mem zayin mabeis. So therefore, what Gemara is wondering is, according to that man, the Amar, why does the Mishnah make it sound like that by a get, the date can never be written beforehand? Wait a second, why not? By nisuin, we understand why you can't have it written beforehand, because the concern about peiris, about whose peiris was it, when was the divorce, when did it happen, because it's only post the actual divorce that she go out and collect, but and he wouldn't be able to sell. But if you write it beforehand, then we run into problems about whose was it at that time, to say if he sold it appropriately or not. But from Arison, if he wants to use a get to divorce a woman that he was only engaged to, who cares if the date was written early? As long as for Arusa, you're not going to run into any problems, because anyways, there's no peri to say, to run into concern about whose was it at the time of when he sold it. Was it before the divorce, or maybe it was written early? Who cares? There's no peris by an Arusa. So Amar of Amram, says that Ha milsa shamet menedu ula. This halacha I heard from Ula. The Amar, because he says, here the concern would be Mishum takonas vlat, because of the concern of the child. That's why, even by a get of an Arusa, you have to leave over the place of the date, and it can't be written beforehand. Now, says Rav Amram, Beloya dana mai niyu. Now, I didn't know what does Ula mean to say, because what child is there by an Arusa? If you're divorcing a woman that you're engaged to, there's no child, because you're not allowed to be intimate with the woman that you're engaged to. That's only she's forbidden to everyone else by Arison, but she's only permitted to her chasen after Nisuin. Now, says Rav Amram, but kiven the Shemitah lahad tanya, once I heard the halacha of the following Braisa, then it clicked, then I understood what Ula was saying. The Braisa says, ha'omer, if a husband says, kisvu get la'arusasi, I want you to write a get for the woman that I'm engaged to, I want you to write it right now, but I'm only going to give it to her, when I finally consummate the relationship, when I do nisuin, when I get married, then I'll use the get and divorce her. Says the Braisa, ain't a get. That's not a valid get, because that's what's called a get yashin. It's an old get, because it's written at an earlier time and it's only being used later. That's invalid. V'ama ula matam, and Ula said, what's the reason for that isser? What's the problem with a get yashin that's not a valid get? Gizera shema, the concern is that maybe once he marries her, he consummates the relationship with her, she might become pregnant. Now, yaimru, so people are going to say, Gita koidim libna, they're going to say that her divorce document was before she conceived her child. Because they're going to think, when they look at the date of the get, wait a second, when's this get given at the date when it was written? It was written months before she ever conceived this child. So that's why a get yashin is a problem, because people are going to say that this child was born out of wedlock. So hachanami, so that's what Rav Amram says here also in our Mishnah. The reason why you have to leave over the place of the date, even for the typhus of an Arusa, is a gezeira, is a concern that Shema maybe, when they write the date for that day, and however, if he doesn't divorce her until after he marries her, yaimru gita kaidim libna, people are going to say that the get predated, he divorced her before she conceived that child. And therefore they're going to say that she was impregnated by this man without kedushin, without ksuba, because it was after he had divorced her, which is degrading for the family. Because although it's okay because she wasn't an Eishes Ish, but that's a pagam where it's out of wedlock. You have to have had that intimacy at the time when they were married. Now the thing is, halachically they were married, because he wrote it up months before, and he says, you know what, I'll be with her for 3 months, and then I'll divorce her. Problem is, if she becomes pregnant in those 3 months, and then the divorce document that he wrote up months before is when he gives her, and then people look at the dates and say, wait a second, this child was conceived, obviously not before then, because he was born on that date, go back 9 months, but the divorce document was written 13 months beforehand. Oh, he must have divorced her, and then he was intimate with her, with the woman that he was married, but then he was with her after he divorced her. Because of that concern, you're right, there's no concern about peri over here by Arusa, but because of the concern of the conception of the child, if it was in marriage or out of wedlock, for that concern, you're not allowed to write the date of the get before, and even if it's for, when you're writing it for an Arusa, because again, he might not give it to her until after Nisuin, which then you run into this problem. Now the Gemara concludes, Amr Abzeiro, Amr Abba Bar Shila, Amr Abba Nuna, Saba, Amr Abada Bar Abba, Amr Rav. Halacha k'reb Elazar. We had this three remachlikas in our Mishnah. He says halacha is like k'reb Elazar, who he says that it's only possible by teivse gittin to write it beforehand as a gezeira, because he might come to write the teiv of the gittin beforehand. As kari rav alod k'reb Elazar, as Rav had said regarding k'reb Elazar, tuvina dechakimi, he's the most praiseworthy of the sages, and therefore the halacha falls like him from the three remachlikas in our Mishnah, that it's only a problem if you write beforehand the teivse gittin, because of Tayv Seishtaris, because of the Tayrif of the get. Now, on that, the Gemara asks, Vafila Bashar Shtaris Nami? Are you saying the halachas like Rabbi Lazar, even regards to what he holds of other documents? because in other documents, Rabbi Elazar argues with the second opinion of our Mishnah, that of Rabbi Yehuda, because he says that Tefsi Shtaris are permitted to be written beforehand. So is that the Gemara is asking, is it even regarding that Rav says the halacha is like Rabbi Elazar? But ask the Gemara of Omer, Papi Mishmei de Rava, Hai Ashrasa de Daini. This Ashrasa de Daini is the signing, validating of a document, which is when there's Kim Shtaris, what happens is that when there's witnesses who are signing the document, so we don't know who they are. So witnesses come and they testify these are our own signatures, and therefore it's a valid document. And now the courts write on that document, they write as follows. They write, B'maisav Tlas Avina, it was amongst the three of us, the judges, and V'astu Pleni Pleni V'asidu Achasim Yisidari. Now these two people came and testified that these are their signatures. V'ashrinu V'kaiminu, and therefore we validate, that's Ashrinu, is that we consider it valid and it's appropriate. As we saw, and then the Dayanim, the judges, sign on it. So this is a good-to-go document. Says Ravam, such Ashrasa de Daini, which is that they give their stamp of approval, they sign on it saying this is a good document. If they wrote this thing about the three of us were sitting and these two witnesses came and said about, if they wrote that before the witnesses actually testified, in other words, they knew that there's a 2 o'clock appointment that the two witnesses are going to come, but they wanted to leave at 2:10. So the judges right before, and they write this because they know that they're coming, and then it'll be valid because when they're going to come and testify. If they do this beforehand, says Rav Papi, name of Rava, psula, that will be an invalid ashras of the dining. That won't be a valid confirmation of the document. Why? Says the Gemara, I'm a Mechzik Hashikri, because we see it looks like a lie. What I mean, how can you write, the three of us were here and these two witnesses came? They didn't come yet. How can you write that? So therefore, asks the Gemara, Hachanami Mechzik Hashikri, what do you mean? How can you say that Allah is like Rabbi Elazar? That you could write the Taifse Shtaris beforehand, you could write the text, the generic text of the document, the monetary documents beforehand, but that looks like a lie. How can you write that it was in this city, at this time, whatever it is that you're writing by the generic part of the document, besides the name of the two people and how much money, whatever it was, that's you leaving out, but that's a lie. How can you write that at an earlier time? Just like you see that you can't write the Ashrasa de Daini beforehand. The Gemara answers, no, Valesa, the halacha of Rav in the name of Rabbi Elazar was even by Shar Shtaris, that you're allowed to write those Taifse Shtaris beforehand, in contrast to Taifse Kitten, and we're not concerned for what you're calling it looks like a lie. Midr Rav Nachman, from the fact that we see from the halacha of Rav Nachman, the Rav Nachman said, the Omer Meir may used to say, a fila matzah be'ashpa, even if you find a get in the garbage, which was not written for this woman at all, still Remeya holds, Lishitasa, according to his opinion, Chasmai Venasna Lakasher, if then you take this document, which, wow, it has my name, has my wife's name, great, and he has witnesses signing it, that's going to be kasher. Obviously, that we're not concerned for the fact that it looks like a lie, which is obviously would be seemingly problematic, because what do you mean? This was written a month ago by some other guy, doesn't make a difference. Since it was signed in its appropriate time with the appropriate date, it's going to be kasher. Even though the typhus of it, which even more than the typhus, her name and his name was written beforehand, doesn't make a difference. Now, moreover, says the Gemara, now even the Rabbanon who argued Rameir and said you can't just take a get out of the garbage, that's elibigitei nashim. That's only because that's a problem by divorce documents. Because like Rabbi Elazar's opinion is not like Rameir, the writing of the get, I mean specifically the tayrif, his name, her name, that has, what as it says, v'chasav law, has to be written lishma. But by other documents, even Rabbi Elazar, even the Chacham would agree and not disagree with the mayor that wouldn't be a problem. You'd be able to take the document out of the garbage, has everything written, and utilize it. The Amr Rabbi Asi, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, like Rabbi Asi says, name Rabbi Yechanan, the same idea. Shtar Shalavabai, a document that was used as, that was written up for a loan on that day that it was signed. Upare. Now that same day that Reuven lent Shimon $100, that day, Shimon came upon money, and he paid back Reuben that same day. Says Rav Asi, in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Ein Achez of a Lava Boy. Now, even that same day, let's say Shimon paid back Reuben, he goes, you don't believe it, I know I just paid you back from the loan that you lent me today, but I actually need to borrow again $100 from you. So, says Rabbi Yechanan, no, you can't go back and now, after he paid back, use that same document to lend him another $100. Even though there's no concern about what's called a Shtar Muktim, a predated document, which, as the Gemara explains this in Bava Metzi Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, because it's not predated, it's actually the same date. So you're not going to run into the problems about usually a problem, but using an old document. So why can't you use the same document? What do you mean? It has the same people's names, same date. Just go ahead, give him straight back the document that was signed on for the first loan, which was just earlier today in the morning. The reason is, Shekvar Nimchal Shibuda. Reason is because when he paid him back that same day, then the Shibud, which was what the indebtedness of the borrower's properties that become indebted to the lender, that Shibud was already forgiven and was already neutralized when he paid him back, because that neutralizes the shtar, halva, because he paid him back. Therefore, that would make the shtar as if it was negated. And all his karka is not meshubad anymore when he goes and lends him money a second time. Because it wasn't on the second loan, although it's on the same day, that the witnesses had signed on this document. Therefore, what would come out would essentially be that the second loaning of that same day would be a milva al peh. It would be an oral loan, because it's not the document that the witnesses had signed on. They signed on the first loan. Once he pays them back, that's done. And therefore, this document is not valid anymore for the second one. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan says, don't use the document for the second one even on the same day, because then his properties are not going to be indebted. It's going to be like an oral loan, which you can only collect from his, which are available, not from those which he sold off at a later point in time. Says the Gemara, now it sounds like time of the Nimchal Shibudai. The reason is because, why shouldn't you use the document of the same day? Because the Shibud, the indebtedness of his properties, which he sells at a later point in time, will be forgiven. You won't be able to collect from those things. Av Mishum Shikr, but the Gemara points out, but regarding the falsehood of it. In other words, although it was signed, this document, by the witnesses on the first loan, if you would go ahead and use the document for the second loan on the same day, even though it was written before this loan, because it was written for earlier in the morning for the first time he loaned it, obviously that loy cheshinan. That would not be a concern. It would be kasha if it was written on that same day to loan it a second time. It's only because of the problem about Nimcha Shibudai that Rabbi Yochanan says not to use the document for the second loan in the same day. But again, you see this idea from Rav Nachman and from Rabbi Yochanan that we're not concerned for what you're saying from Rava that Mechzik Shikra looks like a lie. And that's why it's valid to say that Rav said that Allah is like Rabbi Lazar in our Mishnah, not only in the part that it's forbidden to write the Teifis Aget earlier because of Gezer Atur the Teir for the Get, but more with halachas like him, even in what he disputes with Rabbi Huda, that you are allowed to write the taifas of a shtar, of a monetary document, beforehand, as long as you leave over the taifas, the tarif of the shtar, utter tarif of gittin, and we're not concerned that it looks like a lie, because how could you write this a month before when this loan or sale is actually only happening at a later point in time? That is, as we see, we're not concerned for mechzik kishikri. That's not a concern of ours, unless it's something that's distinct for this halacha itself. Here, having a document that you take out of the garbage or for a loan early in the day, that doesn't invalidate the document itself.